From WCVU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, and today I'm talking with Michelle Nielsen Ott about the opening of the 2022 Sculpture Walk Peoria exhibit presented by the Peoria Art Guild. It happens on May 21st at 9 a.m. on the Washington Street side of the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me today.
Right. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, this is exciting for many reasons. It's been a couple years since we've had new sculptures coming to Washington Street, but also this is the first year that the Peoria Art Guild is taking over the project.
Yes, it is very exciting to have a new installation. The last installation happened in 2020, so we're very excited to be able to have new sculptures be put in here in 2022. And previously, the last time we actually had an opening day event was 2019. So
That's
it's
right.
been a few years. So we're so excited to be able to have this public event free for the community and to experience art up close.
As in years past, the opening event's going to take place on Saturday morning, and it's the same Saturday that the Riverfront Market is opening up, correct?
Yes, correct. So we like to make a whole day of it, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be really great. You know, come to the opening, do a little tour, talk to some of the artists, and then go and check out the Riverfront Market as well.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed about the Sculpture Walk project is seeing from year to year the very different pieces of sculpture that come in. Can you give us a little bit of a hint or a preview of some of the artists and the pieces coming in?
This year, what I really like is we have a really good use of color in some pieces. Also very happy that we have two local artists.
Yeah.
And so it's always great when we can highlight local talent. And we also have some returning artists as well. So we have some favorites back on the walk as well. The sculptures that are coming are from the Midwest. There's actually only one that is kind of outside the Midwest. So it's kind of a fun collection of artists from the region as well. Even though the call goes out nationally and they are judged on their artistic merit, we somehow got this really great collection of Midwest artists.
Absolutely. For people who haven't attended the opening day event, kind of give us a little bit of the run of show. How does it unfold?
Right. So our opening day event starts at 9 a.m. with a ribbon cutting event. We'll have some speakers from our community. We'll actually have a ribbon cutting, so we'll cut a ribbon. And then what is amazing about this is that we have the artists that created these sculptures next to their sculpture on the walk. So you are able to look at all the sculptures, go on the walk and talk to the artists, have a conversation with them, ask them your questions, and just kind of maybe learn more about the process of creating the piece or about their intentions and things like that. This is a special part of Sculpture Walk Peoria that we have this event with the artists. It's kind of a unique thing to have within sculpture walks that are held across the nation. We actually have our artists available for the public to come and speak to.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners, and today I'm talking with Michelle Nielsen Ott about the 2022 Sculpture Walk Peoria opening day, happening May 21st at 9 a.m. on the Washington Street side of the Peoria Riverfront Museum. So we have the artists, we have the sculpture tours that people can go on. You have a few other things surrounding the event as well,
yeah,
yes?
Right. So while the ribbon cutting does start at 9 o'clock, the event will go all morning. So if you can't get down right at 9 o'clock, please come later on. The artists will be on their sculptures kind of until that 11:30 noon time frame. But we also will have some activities for all ages from the Peoria Public Library, from the Peoria Art Guild, and from the Peoria Playhouse. So obviously children through adults are welcome to come and have some hands-on art activities as well as enjoy the walk itself.
Mm. And also I understand there's a nice tie-in with the Riverfront Museum in terms of admission.
Yes. So anyone who attends the opening day kind of celebration will also be able to get a wristband that will allow them free admission into the Peoria Riverfront Museum. So we're just so thankful to have that great partnership of having the space with the museum, but also being able to connect the people who come to the museum exhibits as well.
Michelle, you've chaired this committee for many years now, and you've done such an awesome job with this program. So what is the thing that you really look forward to about the opening day event in the opening day weekend?
I'm not sure if there's just one thing that I really look forward to with this opening day. I love all parts of it. I love seeing the new sculpture and how that kind of transforms the downtown area and how it creates new visual interests along the Washington Street corridor. And I get to see people who maybe I haven't seen in a while, especially now that we've all been, you know, in our homes and been social distancing. Now it's a really great time to be outside with people we haven't seen in a while and also just experience, you know, free public art on the streets.
That was Michelle Nielsenot telling us more about the Sculpture Walk Peoria opening day happening on May 21st at 9 a.m. on the Washington Street side of the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
And in the studio next week, Denise Adams will be joining me to talk about Encore 2022, presented by the Morton Civic Chorus. Performances happen May 26th through the 29th at the Bertha Frank Performing Arts Center in Morton. I'm looking forward to the conversation, and of course, I hope you will join me right here on WCBU and WCBU.org. And while you're out and about this weekend, be sure to stop by the Peoria Heights Fine Art Fair happening on Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m. on Prospect. And on Saturday night at 6 p.m., the Betty Jane will be hosting another Steinway session, this time featuring the American Songbook Classics performed by Andrea Moline and Johnny Burnett. Also this weekend, Peoria Players Theater opens its final production of the season, the ABBA classic Mamma Mia. For information on these and all upcoming arts events, be sure to visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed part of the conversation, you can catch the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.